This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic is adversely affecting everyone, everywhere, with lockdown restrictions hitting the development and humanitarian relief sectors especially hard. Aid deliveries across national borders are being hampered, posing an immediate threat to the United Nations' efforts to provide vital assistance to end hunger and malnutrition. Malo Meshack is UN representative for the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, in South Sudan. In this interview, he tells FAO's Andre Vornich how his team has adjusted to this new reality and talks about the new challenges posed by COVID-19 in a country already beset by years of civil war and resulting crises.
I think for South Sudan as a landlocked country, it tells us more how the supply chain can be made worse. We've got the most important commodities, food, and even construction items that got affected. This also affected our supply chain in a big way. Secondly, is that the COVID-19 peak came at a bad time for South Sudan because it was just at the beginning of the main planting season. And so this has affected movement of people. Some people move from the cities, going back to the rural areas to farm. Some people move from the internally displaced homes, moving back to farm, and even refugees move from the neighboring countries and come in the country, particularly men, to farm, leaving behind women and children. And fourthly, our operations, because of the stop of movement, was affected because we need to move seeds, we need to move tools from our central hub in Juba, South Sudan.
What are the impacts of this new situation on the local population? What are their needs now?
COVID-19 has brought in three important impacts. First is the health impact of people having the fear that their health are going to be affected. And if you look around the world, the number of deaths that have occurred due to COVID-19 and the infestation rate has been very high. So this is the first impact. The second impact has been that due to the lockdown, you find that populations, and particularly those in the informal sector, are not able to work. So they have a problem of cash in their pockets. And the third impact is a matter of food. The availability of food might reduce as the lockdown days continue and the social structures for the distribution and the supply of this food is affected.
How did the FAO team in South Sudan adjust to these new challenges? What type of arrangements did you put in place to continue seed distribution operations, for instance?
What we knew is that no matter the circumstance, given this main planting season, we were going to stay to deliver. We put in teleworking arrangement, and as we speak, we are delivering from home. Luckily, we've got other satellite offices in the region. So as the rulers come in to avoid movement from state to state, we are still in a position to deliver. Secondly, we've been able to negotiate with the government way beforehand. And you can see that the distribution of seeds and tools has been regarded as one of the essential services and are proceeding on. So I think the secret in the adjustment has been to develop this very robust and flexible business continuity plan with all the emphasis on staying to deliver, particularly on three main items. One is on the main planting season, two is on the desert locusts, and three is on vaccination and health of livestock.
Physical distancing rules mean that densely populated sites for internally displaced persons across South Sudan are at high risk of spreading the virus. What are the measures to take to reduce the risk of contagion while continuing to provide assistance to civilians and internally displaced persons?
The IDPs, internally displaced camps, and protection of civilians, what we commonly refer as POC, are areas of high risk and immediately came to our minds when COVID-19 began to spread. So what we've done is immediately to first ask for the decongestion of this area, asking people to please leave and go to their villages because the risk of death if the disease hits this place is really high and could be dangerous and lead to something that we've never seen before, even in the other countries. And so based on this, FAO supplied with the tools and equipment to the populations that are there. And I'm happy to say that some of these IDPs are being more and more decongested.
The country was already facing a food crisis before the pandemic. So what are the priority actions that need taking to make sure that the situation doesn't worsen even further because of this new threat?
Even before COVID-19, this country had a population of about 6.5 million people severely food insecure. This is 54% of the total population. What saved this country from declaring a famine is that the production that took place last year of over 700,000 metric tons by the South Sudanese themselves helped a lot to cushion this country away from famine. So the production by the South Sudanese themselves is something important and very significant. That's why FAO is making every other effort together with other partners to encourage social distancing, to encourage washing of hands, and to encourage all the activities that are being promoted by the government within the farms so that this farming, main farming season, is not missed. Definitely, there will be the gap or the caseload will be wider, but we have to make every other effort at this time to ensure that the seeds are on the ground as much as possible.